בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת, פרשת אמור. We are continuing with קהלת, פרק יוד, פסוק א'. Very interesting פסוק. זבו במוות יבאיש יביע שמן רוקח. Nearly dead flies can rot a jug of fine oil. Now he says, יקר מחוכמה מכבוד שכלות מעט. Same, which means, Rashi HaKadosh explains, sometimes even in the winter, where there aren't a lot of flies, usually most flies come in the summer. But let's say you have a, you know, sometimes they have flies on their last leg and they're flying around really slow, they're about to die. If it falls into a jug of fine oil, what happens to it? It makes it putrid, and it makes it disgusting, and it starts having like all sorts of foam on the top, kills it. The same thing, even though it was very expensive oil. Nevertheless, this tiny little fly killed everything. The same thing, if a person has chokhmah, kavod, a lot of very good things, important things, even a drop of foolishness, a drop of yitzhara, can ruin everything. You have to be very careful. Another very famous pasuk, lev chacham limino, velev kesil lismolom. The heart of the wise is to his right, and the heart of the foolish is to his left. Uh-oh. Put your hand on your chest. Where's your heart beating? So what does that mean about all of us? It says we're all fools. Ela. Rashi HaKadosh writes that Yamin always represents the Yetzer HaTov, Ma'asim Tovim. The heart of the Chacham always pulls him towards the right. Left represents what? Represents Dinim. Things that aren't so good. The Kesil, the fool, his heart always pulls him towards the left. I heard another beautiful pshat on this pasuk from Maran Zvon HaNevacha. He used to say, well, what do you mean? Lev chacham limino, lev kesil lismol. What does that even mean? He says, in Lashon HaKodesh, Sifre Kodesh, how do you read them? From right to left, nechon? Says, you open a sefer. What does the chacham do? Chacham always looks at the first page. He learns one page. He looks at the right. He says, well, I didn't even learn anything. So what does he do? Another one. Another one. Another one. Wow, still, nothing accumulated. Until what? Until he finishes the whole sefer. That's the Chacham. Lev Kesil. Kesil, where does he look? To the left. He says, it's not even worth it to start, and he closes the sefer. That's the difference between, always look to the right. No, I didn't learn anything yet. Let's do another daf, another daf, another daf. And at the end, it accumulates and you finish the whole sefer. Yeah, vayta. Gimel. V'gam baderech, kesheshachal holech, libo chaser. It says, even the way, the path that the fool goes, his heart is missing. V'amar lakol, sachal hu. Yeah? Everybody, by the sachal, by the way he acts, everybody realizes that he's a fool. You know, there's another pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech says, "Gam evin macharish lechacham yichashev." Right? What happens if you have, let's say, a gathering or suuda of talmidei chachamim? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I have to show you this video. Mikey reminded me to show you the video of the Rosh Yeshiva with his friend, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shmuel Bermel, and Avshalom Zmir Yeshiva. He was in his 80s already. He met up with another Rosh Yeshiva friend, also in his 80s, his name was Rav Leib Bakst, at a wedding. Now Rav Shmuel was in Brooklyn, Rav Leib Bakst was in Detroit. They were in the Mir together in Poland, and then they went to China together. Wow. So they were chavrusas. They're very good friends, old friends. I have to show you what happened at a wedding. They met up together at a wedding. What do you think Talmidei Chachamim do when they meet up? Livrei Torah. And it got so heated, the whole wedding stopped to watch them in the middle of when they were going back and forth.
No way.
Because I have to show, it's unbelievable video. Anyway, mikon makom, let's say you have a table of Talmidei Chachamim, tzaddikim, and they're speaking Divrei Torah, and you have a fool over there, and the fool's sitting there, doing like this, nodding his head, looking like this, listening. You know, from the outside, what do people think?
Oh, he's holding
Talmidei Chacham. When's the cat out of the bag? As soon as he opens his mouth. There's a tipish. Yeah? So he's saying, Shlomo HaMelech is saying over here today, Sachal, a fool, is recognized by the words he speaks, by the way he acts, the way, you know, not only the words he speaks, the way a person conducts himself, if he conduct himself like a, you know, he doesn't act well, whatever, everybody can see, he's a walking sachan.
Yeah.
So, dalet. Im ruach ha-moshel ta'ale alecha. Yeah. Mekomcha al tanach. Which means, if this is, who's the moshel, who's the controller? No? So, moshel ha-olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit comes upon you to judge you b'midat adin, mekomcha al tanach. He says, don't give up and say, oh, if Hashem starts judging me b'midat adin, so none of my good deeds are going to help me anything. Ki marpe yaniach chataim gedolim. He says, all of the midat adin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person is marpe, heals a person, takes away his avonot. And what? It's going to take away many, many great chataim, and you're going to be left with your tzidkut. So don't feel bad, don't regret all the positive deeds that you've done. Tov. So he says like this. Vayter, hey. Mechila. Past 48 hours, I've been drinking nothing but tea and honey. Yeah. And Rabbi Cohen made me a ginger. I know, but like straight up. Straight up, like chewing, eating. You ever eat raw ginger?
No.
That's like, he made me like, tochal. I don't know, tochal. Okay. There's a, the Gemara says, Meseravin lekatan, ven meseravin legadol. Person gadol b'Torah, person has Torah u'mitzvot and zechuyot, tells you to do something, mitzvah nishma. Mitzvah nishma. Yeah, how do we know? Abraham and Lot. Yeah? By Abraham, he invited them in, they came right away. Lot, he invited them in, what did they do? Ta'arof them, the Malachim. That was the second Ta'arof in the Torah. First Ta'arof. No, it was actually the first. It was actually the first. The first was them, the Malachim with Lot. No, ki berachov nalin, we'll sleep outside. Second Ta'arof was the parasha after with Afron. Yeah? No, take it away. Yeah. So he says like this. Yeah. Yesh ra'a ra'iti tachat ha-shamesh. I see a great evil under the sun. Kishgara shiyosa min lifnei ha-shalit. Like a mistake that comes out before the ruler. Says, it's like, for instance, when a ruler says something, even if it's a mistake, he can't take it back. La'avim, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says something, can never turn it back. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees something, it's over. Now he says, טוב, ניתן השכל במרומים רבים והעשירים בשפן ישבו. Which means the evil that Shlomo HaMelech is referring to, that's like a mistake that comes out from the ruler, is like sometimes people see that the Rishaim, the Sechem, the fools, that over here in Kohenet, fools is a kind of like a synonym for Rishaim. So people look at the Rishaim like they're on very high ground. And the rich people, that's a reference to the Tzadikim, they're sitting in the dumps. And people make a mistake from that. Ra'iti avadim al susim, v'sarim holchim ka'avadim la'aretz. I've seen slaves riding on horses, and ministers walking on the earth like slaves. And people make a very, very big mistake when they see that. And they start making mistakes. But the Hashem will continue next time. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't make a mistake when you see that. And because of that, sometimes people go off.